Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I don't know if anybody has an Easter countdown going, but we are 18 days to Easter. You know who has an Easter countdown? I'm sure Phil at Ruhlman Steakhouse has it, because he had a wonderful Easter brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. All sorts of wonderful foods they will have at Ruhlman's. I went there for a brunch a couple months ago.
Did you really?
And it was sensational. They had prime rib. Prime rib for brunch.
Phil, you had some, like, before noon prime rib.
Yes, like probably about 11:15 prime rib.
I'm telling you, I think brunch is the best meal.
It's pretty good.
If I could brunch pick a awesome meal, I want the brunch. I do.
You nap.
There's nothing I'd love more, because you're eating about 10:30. It's kind of like, well, what do you want? Do you want some pancakes, eggs, or do you want prime rib? And I kind of want both. And I kind of do. I would say this. I'm not even going to say where we went, but we as a family did this for Thanksgiving, and we went out for Thanksgiving. Thinking, oh yeah, Thanksgiving time. It was incredible to have such a incredible meal. Take your time, relax, you name it, and then just go home.
No cleanup.
No, nothing. I mean, it wasn't like, and also, it's not so much the cleanup, it's the prep and the days before. Mm-hmm. Do you have this? Make sure we pick this up. We have this organized.
Stressful.
All this stuff. Just like, you know how nice was it to drive to a place? Mm-hmm. Like that. Maybe it shows curmudgeon in me, but I loved it.
No, it doesn't show curmudgeon.
So for Phil, this plan that he has, this monster Phil plan that he's put together, probably the same thing. I wonder if he ever pulls out his notes from when he started his first business,
which was
Gallup.
Gallup. He invented it.
He's the inventor.
Phil Ruhlman is who we're talking about.
Yes, at Ruhlman's Steakhouse. Yes. If you can't wait until the 20th to get there because you're salivating, the options you get there. How about scallop risotto? Does that sound pretty good to you? Scallops,
yeah.
Risotto. Mm-hmm. They got salmon there as well. Of course, the wonderful steak options: filet mignon, a New York strip. They've got the ribeye, the Genevieve, which you had the 10-ounce sirloin.
Yeah, it was great. Is really good.
They've got a veal loin chop as well.
Veal.
Incredible. Get there. Ruhlman's in Ashland between Lincoln and Omaha on Highway 6. You can't miss it. And make sure to make plans. Reservations at ruhlmanssteakhouse.com. Easter brunch, April 20th from 11 to 3.
Sounds
delightful.
Beautiful.
It does.
It does. Phil.
We have staff. We do have NFL league meetings happening this week, and a couple of changes have been made. Number one, the really tush push is not happening in terms of the banning of the tush push.
It's,
is not happening.
It's so
been
it's
tabled.
Still happening.
It's been tabled in terms of until future dates, because basically half the league says we don't care about the tush push, and half the league wants it banned. You got to have 24 teams to want to ban something for it to move forward.
Is it half half really?
It was one report said 16 teams said ban it. 16 teams says don't ban it. Football
contentious.
Play. So it's not really close right now to even.
I'm saying ban it. I'm in the full ban mode.
I say don't ban it.
It's not a football play, Jake.
Every team can do it, and one team does it the best. I don't get it. Every team's allowed to do it. Every single team.
Why
do you punish one team that's the best at it?
Doesn't make it right. It's not a football play.
I think it kind of came down to what it was how to administer plays. So the big thing was you could never aid a runner, which means you couldn't push him. You couldn't help him. That was part of the deal. Now that it was like too hard to figure out what was he, did they help him, they not? They said, you know what? Yeah, you can help him. And then that's when the pushing started. Mm-hmm. And so but the old school, when you couldn't push him, you know, it is almost obsolete, because there was so much knockback from the D-line that a quarterback sneak was really hard. Mm-hmm. It was really hard to get. And you're right. And then the time spent on, I've always wanted Philly, especially I want to be Philly, because they're the masters of it, just to come out on first down and just do it three times. I'd love to see
you
it.
Do that? You want that? Would that be good for the game?
Every team's allowed to do it. I repeat that. Every single team can do it. They do it the best. I mean, I don't know how you stop it, you know, how you punish a team, but it's doing something better than anybody else. It's legal play. I understand your hatred of it. I'm not pushing back on that, but in terms of...
I think you are.
the need to ban? I don't understand.
It's really 16 to 16.
One report said it's split down the middle.
That means it's happening this season because you're not going to get 16 to turn back on it. It's too bad. I'm sorry to hear that.
Philly's
I will. There's great chance here. I recover quickly. The rest of my day will not be up or down based off the tush push.
Agreed.
I'm not suggesting I'll lose any sleep over it. I just think it's unfortunate for the NFL, and I don't say that very often. They handle things very well. This isn't an aberration.
I'd be curious if you have any pushback on this. I don't think you will, but the NFL is officially going to use the playoff rules for regular season and let both teams, no matter what, have a possession. It changed a couple years ago from, hey, if they score a field goal, you get a chance to score a touchdown or get a field goal and retaliate. If the other team scores a touchdown, now you have a chance to go get a touchdown. The game's not officially over.
In the name
of fairness. Anybody opposed to that at all?
Nope.
No. That's a great rule.
In the name of fairness.
The other rule, even though it went back and forth with, it used to always be whoever scores first, if you got the ball, that's about 50-50 if you won or not. It wasn't like, oh, yeah, we got the ball, we're going to win this thing. That didn't happen so much. But you want both teams to have it and also to have, like, okay, if they score a touchdown, give them both the ball.
Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta could make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at Kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
It's a great plan.
Right.
What's going to get interesting is they kept the quarter at 10, right? If I'm correct.
Yes, they did.
10-minute quarter.
Ten minutes.
Yep. Correct.
So first team goes down and scores. It might be a 6 or 7 minute drive.
Uh-huh.
Other team now, when they get the ball, it's a hard stop because they're going four downs.
Yep.
You got to do that. Then the next thing is, what do? They score. They're going to go for the win.
Yep.
So there's 35 seconds to go. What are you going to do?
Yeah. There's a fine line in that conversation.
It's not. I'll tell you one thing. Now, they go down and score a touchdown, and you're like, dead? No. Cards are in our hand. We get four downs. We know what we have to be able to get done. And then also, we can make the decision how we want to play this thing out. But I would have to guess that almost anything under, I mean, because if you sit there and say, okay, anything under a minute or whatever time with that, they're going for two. They're going to try to win the game. They're not going to try to tie this thing up.
The second team,
whatever.
The ball that gets this ball second. Yeah.
Down seven. They just score. There's 48 seconds to go. They're going to score and go for two.
There's a fine line, though. What if, the fine line to me is if that the initial team takes 8 minutes to score.
Yeah.
Then you're not as good.
No.
If you're probably inclined to play for a tie at some point. Mm-hmm. If they get a field goal or a touchdown. In this case, it'd be a field goal. If the team takes a long drive,
gets a field goal,
you might be inclined. Hey, there's 5 seconds to go. I'm not throwing a Hail Mary. It's a 45-yard kick. We got at least tie this game. Yep. We can't just
strategy.
It's a strategy. It makes everything more interesting to have more strategies, more situational football.
Situational football
is fun, but wow. I mean, as a head coach, I would struggle with. I'd need somebody standing next to me. Hey, this is what we're going to be doing. Okay.
Yeah. The clock management's a big one.
Ooh.
Clock management is a big one.
You can mess up a game.
Yeah. You can really do that.
There was one other thing that happened in the league meetings yesterday that I think will affect the show.
Yeah, don't you know? That's the sound of the men working on the chain game. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang.
All day long they're saying,
hoo, ha, hoo, ha.
Jake, you got to extend it.
I know. I need to. The NFL
you're
announced
gonna get that every time.
Yesterday, it is officially moving to a technology-based systems for spotting the ball on line to gain measurements.
Are you okay with that?
Yeah, if it gets it right, because you see sometimes you go, I don't know. It sure it kind of appeared as if maybe the Bills made the first down against the Chiefs. Kind of did. And then there's no do over like that. So. And they have this technology that's so good. Yes,
your idea was the best idea. Just devote one guy to that.
If the one guy to the deal would help me. It would make things way easier for it to have this thing. What's your one job? To see how far they go. What else? That's it. That's all I care about. But the number of times that you've seen spots where you go, what just happened? What just happened on that spot?
It doesn't
make any sense.
100%.
On both sides. There's a guy running down the sidelines and all of a sudden he curves in. Here's where the ball is. Really?
Well, there was the Ohio State incident with Nebraska. Remember that one?
Yes.
Yeah. That was incredible.
This year that happened.
Yeah. That was incredible.
It was, seemed like they got it by 2 yards, and they marked Nebraska short, and the clock kept running, right?
Yeah.
How in the world was that possibly short of the first down?
Human error. But, Bill, I thought your idea was the one they should go with. You have a guy dedicated to it. That's it.
That's it. He just stands right there at the first down mark.
It's the guy.
Because if it's... If he makes it by 3 yards or he's short by 3 yards, no, and you miss the spot by a little bit, no one cares.
Not really.
All they care about is it on the mark here? Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, we have to measure. It's right here. Mm-hmm. This is right where it's at.
Technology, okay. That's they're going with technology.
All right, now will there be no chain gang on the field then? Is it strictly? How does that go down?
I think that still needs some clarity.
Imagine all of a sudden. It's out.
No, that's bad.
System's out.
Bad for the game.
Okay, who has the first down? I don't know. All of a sudden, you see three guys jogging out with the chains. Man, don't you
know. That's the sound of the men working on the chain.
Oh, we
have to do this again? Gang.
Oh, yeah.
That's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang.
And all day long, they're saying,
huh,
ha,
huh.
We had to do it again. I'm sorry. We absolutely had to.
Hey.
But just to see him, hey.
No.
Hey, get the chain. They're in the locker room. Get them out here. Where's their stuff at? Hang on. Jay Terry, where are the chains? And also, no, there's a lot to it.
I don't want to see football without those guys.
That was so much. Yeah.
Do you?
No.
They're part of the game.
And
they
have
been forever. Don't take that.
Right. Think of the fun when they set the chain down and it's short or that's a first down. And they, yeah, that, oh,
they
gotta, God.
They gotta show.
Yeah, I love that one right there. That's the best. Jake's right. That's the best. They go to both sides.
They do.
Both head coaches.
It's incredible. We can't lose that.
No, why would
we
you
can't
wanna,
lose that?
No, why would you want to lose that?
I don't want to.
We're in a world now of AI and all that. No, don't.
AI.
Don't quit taking stuff away from us.
When we come back, we're not taking away the mailbag. That's next.
The
song of the day is next on Early Break on the Take.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.